Norm, let's take a moment. You folks have had an opportunity to introduce a new rotary mower here at this National Farm Machinery Show. Tell us about it.
Well, we're pretty excited about it. For the first time in a number of years, we have a brand new innovative product that taps into a brand new market for us. For years, someone with a smaller tractor that needed the versatility of a flex wing mower really had no options. Now for the first time, someone with a 35 or a 40 horsepower tractor can actually put a flex wing mower behind it. And again, this gets into new markets for us, horse farms and orchards, and cutting adaptations along that nature.
Take a moment and talk about some of the features of this rotary mower.
Well, in order to effectively do this and be able to build a flex wing mower that you can pull with the 35 or 40 horse tractor, you need to take a lot of the weight, the cost out of it to make it effective. So what our engineering staff did was design something with a much narrower wheelbase and at the same time be able to take a lot of the weight out of the tongue of the flex wing cutter. So now you have something that truly will fit behind that tractor and be able to pull by the tractor effectively. With the narrower wheelbase, also you take a lot of the steel out of it. And then the other thing is, on the underneath side of the rotary cutter, instead of having the large oversized blade pan or stump jumper, we took a lot of the material out of there and made a much more effective and advanced blade carrier, if you will, to effectively just cut grass. What the public needs to understand about this rotary cutter is that it's really not designed to be a brush cutter. Traditionally, guys have the understanding that they can take the rotary cutter, put it behind the tractor, and go out and cut brush and frankly, even small saplings, sometimes up to 3.5, 4, 4.5 inches in diameter. This is strictly for pasture use. So again, very effective for horse farms and in orchards and things of that nature.
And you'll be able to cut down to what height?
Well, it's about an inch to an inch and a half capacity. One of the other nice things about this is it will give you a much cleaner looking cut because of the shorter wheelbase. Traditionally with the flex wing, because it's so long, you're going to get some scalping if you lower the deck too much. With this one, you can go a lot lower because of the narrow wheelbase. You're going to eliminate some of that scalping and you have a much cleaner look. Again, that's going to be important for people like horse farms.
How soon will this rotary mower be available to dealers?
We're introducing it right now at the National Farm Machinery Show and simultaneously out at the World Ag Expo in Tulare. We're doing advanced field testing right now. What you see in front of you is a hand-built prototype, similar to what we're testing in the field. And we will be introducing this at our national sales meetings late this spring, early summer. And we should be delivering these to dealers sometime in early summer in that June to July area.
What does it mean to be able to launch a new product like this at an event like the National Farm Machinery Show?
Well, the best thing is you get instant feedback on it, because not only are there hundreds of thousands of people streaming by over the 4-day period, but all your competitors come into the lot and tell you how you're doing. So again, you get instant feedback, and that's one of the advantages of doing it here at the show.
So what kind of feedback are you getting?
So far, so good. All of our competitors are spending a lot of time circling around the lot.
Norm, we appreciate you being able to take a couple of minutes to visit with us about this new rotary mower.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate the interest.